This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. The Bush presidency is in its twilight. Democrats surged ahead in the House to take control of the House of Representatives yesterday, and they've now achieved at least a tie in the United States Senate with one seat yet to be decided. Earlier today, the president accepted the resignation of his embattled Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. The election was a referendum on the Iraq War in large part and on an administration that built itself around that foreign policy. Now President George W. Bush finds himself at a crossroads. At a news conference a few hours ago, the president appeared sober but conciliatory, promising to work through his differences with the Democrats and find common ground where he can. His legacy hangs in the balance. Later this hour, we're going to be talking about the Bush legacy and about the decisions made yesterday in the elections. Was it a referendum on the war in Iraq? How much did corruption and the economy hang in the balance? How did they decide your vote? How do you react to the news of the resignation of Donald Rumsfeld as the Secretary of Defense? Do you think the president will change course in Iraq or change it enough to suit your opinions?